Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience. Good afternoon, my radio audience. Come on, people. Yeah, come on, there's something going on here. I believe I'm still connected. They say waiting for the host. Again, I'd like to make sure that last time I came on, could be my tour because I don't want to be talking and doing the whole broadcast and I'm not being recorded. So I'm going to end it and then I'm going to log back on, okay? I'm going to log back on. I'm gonna go with it. But I would like to give a God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for the glory today for this Sabbath day. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% that's gonna make all out of all this madness confusion that's in this earth today. We have a confusion right now. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to Heavenly Host. I thank the God Abraham for giving another chance and another opportunity to come before you today on this divine form. Hope it's recorded and taped and all the good stuff. Because I would hate to be talking and not no one is hearing me. But it's says I don't connect it. It's some kind of maybe computer problem or something. I don't know. So what we're going to do today, we're going to start off with singing a song to the God of Israel, to the God of Israel and the Heavenly Host. I have a song on my mind. I have a song on my heart. You know, since this is 12 o'clock and for the evening, for the noon sacrifice, the time of prayer and praise and worship. I want to sing a song that the glory of the God of Israel. There is so much that we need and deserve. There is so much that we need to lay in the world. There's so many hurting people in this earth today. I will call on the God of Israel. There's so many people in this earth today. I can think about all of my life. I had so much pain.
The Hebrew nation, the ones that do know they Israel,
and the ones that don't. That's who I'm talking to. The chosen seed in the earth. The chosen seed in the earth. The gods in the earth. That would be the sons and daughters of Jacob. We are gods. We are gods in the earth. There's not a human being. There's not a nationality in this world like the children of Israel. There's no one like us. We are a specially wonderful designed people by the God of Israel. A higher is name. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away. Why? That's the title of this broadcast today. The title of this broadcast today. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Alicia. Guest calling number 661-244-9831. If you will call in to voice your opinion about why young old people dying and dying away. If they not dying, they sick. We sick. We got all kind of things wrong with us, wrong with us. You know, it's all kind of ways you can vanish away. I'm dying. That is one way to vanish away. You got several ways that you can vanish away as a people. But now we need to know why. None of your TD Jakes. None of your craft soldiers and your elder GOCC, Elder Ricard, and all the Israelite leaders, none of this is addressing the situation. They still talking about you, the children of Israel, slaves. I don't care about that more. What I care about as the prophet of the Hebrew nation is that why are we dying? Why are our people still being destroyed? So let's go into the Torah, and let's go into the Tanakh, and we will also be reading the New Testament. But before we go into the scriptures, people, before we go into the scriptures, I would like to look up the word generation. Generation. A body of living beings constituted a single step in the line of descent from ancestry. Give me one moment. What ancestors are those that I am talking about? I am talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. I am talking about the Hebrew nation. That's who I'm talking about right now, and that's who I'm talking to today. I'm not talking to no Gentile today. A lot of them dying too. They don't understand why. But the prophet of the Hebrew nation, I'm living in Israel right now today for this Passover day. The definition, a body of living being, Bew nation is a nation. It is a body of people that have been separated. That have been separated through religion. Through religion, that's one of the ways they separated us as a people, through religion. that they separated us as a people through all of their laws and all of their rules and all of their guidelines, and they calling you Mexican and they calling you Puerto Rican and they calling you Cuban and they calling you Belizean and they calling you South Americans and they calling you Guatemalans and Honduras. This is how they separated us, the 12 tribes of Israel, as a body, through their lies and through their deception. We've been deceived, people. We've been deceived by the people that rule this earth, the government and the Congress and the Senate and all these people, in fact, the pastors I call. We have been deceived by people to believe that we somebody or something that we are not. We are the chosen seed in the earth of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yaakov, Jacob is our father. We the sons and daughters of Jacob. So definition of generation, a body of living beings. We are a body, excuse me, please, honey, please don't talk, you're coming at me. We are a body of living beings, okay, constituting a single step. What is that single step that the God of Israel constituted for us to follow as his body? No, we're not the body of Christ. Give me time, people. I got to break this all the way down so you'll understand what I am saying. No, we're not the body of Christ. No, we're not the body of Gentiles. We are not Gentiles. We are Hebrews. That single step that God of Israel constituted. For, no, we don't supposed to follow the law of the land. That's the injection they put in the Bible in the New Testament. No, we don't supposed to follow no law but the God of Israel law. We his body. We his people, inheritance. We're talking about the word generation right now. That's what this broadcast is all about today. Generations of young and old people vanishing away. No, we don't keep no law, but the law of the God of Israel. He constituted a law for us to keep. He constituted it. When we left Egypt, our ancestor, that was one generation way back then in ancient times. When our fathers left Egypt, he caught our ancestors. I'm reading the word generation. It said a body of living beings constituting a single step. We supposed to be together right now as one. And the reason we are not together is because you've been told you Mexican. I've been told I'm a Negro, African American. You've been told that you Cuban. You've been told that you Puerto Rican. You've been told that you Guatemalan. You've been told that you Honduras. This is how they played on us, people. This is how they played on us. Edom, Esau. This is how they played on us, to keep us divided, to keep us separated, to keep us away from our God. They set up all kind of religions with all kind of gods with different names. But we are the body. We are the body. A body of being constituted a single step. That single step is the law. That single step is the covenant. That single step is the first five books of the law. law that Moses wrote to the children of Israel, our fathers, when they left Egypt. That's the single step. We don't supposed to be worried about education, college degrees, jobs that our oppressors set up for us to get rich off us, access, taking money out of our paycheck just to work for them. This is not the single step that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob set up for the 12 tribes of Israel. We got a law. We have a God. We have a job that we supposed to be doing right now. No, you don't supposed to be working for the white man. No, you don't supposed to be working for the Chinese man. No, you don't supposed to be working for the blue man. You're supposed to be working for the God of Israel, the Creator. He put us in this earth as his body to constitute us for a single self. To keep his law, to keep his statutes, to keep his judgment, to rule this earth because we are gods. We little gods. He's the big God. We got the same DNA that he has. The same DNA. We are his people. We are a special people in the earth. So that single step and line of the descent from an ancestor, our ancestors is the same ones that was in Egypt. Our ancestors is the same one that was in the wilderness for 40 years. Those are our ancestors. Whatever the God of Israel told them to do, that's what we're supposed to be doing right now, their children. Their children. That's way back there in ancient times. I'm bringing it to modern times right now. I'm just talking to you. I haven't even went into the scriptures yet. I just want to talk to you right now, people, to wake you up and let you understand. Let you understand that we have something that we got to do in this earth for the God of Israel. It's something we got to do. We can't just keep focusing all our attention and all our strength and all our power towards what they, our oppressors, have set up for us. I'm just reading the definition for generation. And it's also, that's definition number one, a single step by my ancestors. Guess what? Our ancestors, they didn't want to keep the law. They didn't want to keep the covenant. And that's why millions and billions of them died in Jerusalem. The same reason they died today. The same reason we are dying today is the same reason that our ancestors died in ancient times. Because they did not want to be living. Single step, and that single step is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Whatever he want, whatever he say, and however he said. You didn't put yourself here, Israel. You didn't put yourself here, Gentile. He put you here. You can't do what you want to do and think you're still going to have a good life. And a one life and everything going to go well with you. No, it don't work like that. It only worked the way he said it was going to work. He gave it to the original fathers, our ancestors. That's the only way it's going to ever work. You can keep fooling yourself. You can keep listening to your pastors and your bishops and your leaders and your elders. But it's all lies. So that's definition A, definition two for the word generation, a group of individuals born and living contemporaneously. A group of individuals born and living together. It's a group. That group is the Hebrew nation. Make up the 12 tribes of Israel. Born and living. Definition number two for the word generation. The action or process of producing offspring. Yes, you came from somewhere, people. You just don't know where you came from. And you don't know who you are. And that's the greatest weapon. That's the greatest weapon that oppressors, the people that are rooted, that's the greatest weapon that they have on us. That we don't know our God, and we don't know who we are, and we don't know who our forefathers were, our offspring. We don't know where we come from. We know absolutely nothing but what they tell us. And we believe it. And we believe it. Without any research, without any going into history to really find out who we are and where we come from and what's my name and all of that. You believe everything the masters, the oppressors, the governments tell you. Now, I'm going to go into my first scripture. First scripture is Genesis 17:7. Let's go into it. Because we need to know why today. Look what he told Abraham. Abraham is the father. He's the first founding of the children of Israel and the Hebrew nation. Abraham. That's our father. Everything, all the offspring and descendants of the Hebrew nation and the Israelites and the children of Israel comes from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are their offspring. They were the ancient generation. We are the modern generation. Let's read. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations. For everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. That's what he told him, our father, I will establish my covenant. See, that's that single step. That's what the God of Israel wants us to do as the Hebrew nation. I will establish my covenant between me and thee. First, Abraham, I'm going to establish between me and you first. And then thy seed after thee in their generations. No, just because you're a Christian, just because you believe in the Bible. Excuse me, honey. Could you turn the fan around a little bit? Tell us your door. Just because you believe in the Bible, don't believe. This way. Yes, right there. Just because you believe in the Bible and you're a Christian, that don't make you Abraham's seed. What makes you Abraham's seed is that you have the same bloodline. You have the same DNA as Abraham had and Isaac and Jacob. That's what makes you his seed. It can't come through religion. It can't come through you having faith in Abraham and faith in what he did and you spiritual Israel. It don't come like that. It can only come through blood. Blood, bloodline. That's the only way you can be Abraham's seed. So God of Israel told him right here in Genesis 17:7 that he was going to establish his covenant. What is the covenant? His law. His law. Between me and thee and thy seed. So that is a contract right there. A covenant is a contract. So he wanted to establish, well, he didn't want to, the God of Israel. He did establish it between him and between his seed and us today. We the modern Hebrew Israelites. Back then, it was the ancient Hebrew Israelites. They not dead. They still alive. But again, they don't know who they are. And they're not trying to know and understand who they are as a people. Because the information is there. It's just that they don't seek out to understand. All they got time to do is to work and go to school and go to college and all this little stuff that the oppressors done set up for us to do. And you'll never get nowhere. I'm telling y'all people, we will never, ever get anywhere working and doing what these people want us to do. Because the God of Israel set up a covenant. And that covenant is his law. That covenant is his way. That covenant is his statutes. That covenant is his judgments that we must do. And look what he said in verse 8. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee. After thee. After thee, Abraham. After thee, Abraham. The land wherein thou dwellest, all the land of Canaan, for everlasting possession, I will be their God. So no, Jesus can't be the God of the Hebrew nation. Jesus can't be the God of the children of Israel. Jesus cannot be. Allah cannot be. Buddha cannot be. Yah cannot be. Most High cannot be. It have to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. He the only one can be our God, people. No one else can be our God because that is the covenant. That is the agreement that he made with Abraham and Jacob, our father, that he will be our God. And he's going to give us Canaan, Jerusalem. For everlasting possession. Can't nobody take Jerusalem from us. Nobody can take Jerusalem. Nobody is living in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is empty. It's deserted. No one is there but the God of Israel. And the heavenly host. No. That is Israel. That's not Jerusalem. Jerusalem is Zion. It's where nobody can go there but the children of Israel. It's an everlasting possession for us. Everlasting. Everlasting. And he said, I will be their God. That's what he want to be. He want to be our God, man. We got too many other gods and other things. Taking our life, taking our attention, taking our mind, taking our everything away from us. He said, I will be their God. And this is the problem, why we are vanishing away, young and old. Young and old, babies, little children, teenagers, grown people, old people, it doesn't matter. Who you are. People are dying at all ages. People are vanishing away through sickness, disease, through destruction, mental illness, poverty. Look at our border right now. I'm going to get to that later. I'm going to get to that later, people. but we are vanishing away because we don't want to keep the covenant that was established between God and our fathers. We deceive. We got to keep it. Just like the children of Israel in ancient times didn't want to keep it, they was not allowed to stay in Jerusalem. They got kicked out. We are their children. You're not allowed to get the blessings of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if you don't want to keep his covenant. If you don't want to obey him, what he told us to do, you're not allowed to get his blessings. You're not allowed to see the wealth of Abraham without the God of Israel being your God. That's why we poor, broke, hungry, and got nothing. Why? Because we want to serve another God. And we want to be somebody that we are not. We'll never get the possession of wealth. We'll never get the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The only way you can get it, people, the only way you can live and not die and not vanish away and decay is that you do what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Noah, and all the rest of them did. You keep his way. You keep the contract that he made with our fathers. Verse 9, I'm reading Genesis 17, verse 9 now. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. See, he told it to Abraham first, our father. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. Generations is Hebrew number, Genesis 17:9. Hebrew number 1755, properly a revolution of time. That is an age of generation, also dwelling age, evermore. Abraham, you must keep my covenant. Therefore, thy and thy seed after thee in their generation. That was their generation back then. Now this is our generation, people. We are the generation. It's 12 tribes, not just one tribe, not just two tribes, not just three. It's 12 Hebrew tribes that's living right now today in this earth. And what? 95% of them don't even know that they are Hebrews. Next verse. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed. After thee, Abraham, after thee, every man child among you shall be circumcised. That's the covenant that he made with Abraham outside of the law. Outside of the law. Yes, because, yeah, Moses, they all knew the law. Don't believe them stories in the Bible, because a lot of that stuff is injection and twisted all around. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. Next scripture, Genesis 18:19. For I know him. Let me go back up. I'm going to read Genesis 18:18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. A great and mighty nation, a great and mighty people is what we are. That's what we are, people. You've been told you're somebody else. You're someone else. And that's why you can't receive the blessings of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because you don't know your God. But I know him, that he will command. Look what the God of Israel told Abraham. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Ahio to do justice and judgment, that Ahio may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. See, the God of Israel knew Abraham was going to do what he wanted him to do. He said, I know Abraham will command his children. Who is his children? Isaac. Who is his children? Jacob. That was the children of Abraham back then in ancient times. Ahio said he's going to man his children in his household. Who is his household? His servants. Abraham had servants. He had people working for him. He was a wealthy man, so wealthy he'll run numbers around Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates' money. He'll run numbers around it. That's how wealthy he was. Our ancestors. You got raw, rich bloodline, and you don't even know. You don't even know it. You don't even know who you come from, where you come from, who is your fathers. And that is your biggest defeat, that you don't know who you are. You think you need the government, and you think you need people and that people. You don't need nobody but the God of Israel, and you need to know that you are Abraham's seed, and not by religion, but by bloodline. And you must do what Abraham did and Jacob and Isaac. So right here in Genesis 18:19, he said, for I know him. Could you close the screen behind you? Because I don't want Doki to go out. Thank you. But I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of Ahio. They going to keep the way of Ahio. That's what have messed you, me, and everybody up as a people. We have not kept the way of Ahio. You don't even know him. You don't know the God of the Hebrews. You don't know the God of Israel. You don't know the God of Israel way. You don't know what he wants. And you never tried to find out, because it's not important to you. It's not important to you. What's important to you if you get up and go to work every day? What's important to you if you get up and go to church on Sunday? What's important to you if you get up and go to church on Saturday? What's important to you if you get a college degree? What's important to you if you continue to put your children and raise your children up the way that the masters and the oppressors and the rulers of this world tell us to raise them up? That's what's important to you. And this is what is wrong with the generations. And I'm going to bring it up to date, to modern time, to 500 years up to now. We're going to deal with that generation. My mama, and them. 400 years ago. 500 years ago. Five generations. Gracious. We're going to take it to the fourth generation. Genesis 18:19. For I know him, that he will command his children. We have not commanded our children and our household after him. Who is him? The God of Israel, the creator, our highest name. The same God that destroyed Egypt and led the children of Israel out. That God is him. And they shall keep the way of Ahiah to do justice and judgment that Ahiah may bring upon Abraham. That which he has spoken. What did he speak to Abraham? He told Abraham that he was going to bless him, and which he did, and he was going to bless his seed and his children after him. That's what he promised him. But he, the God of Israel, cannot keep the promise of Abraham unless you do what Abraham did. Abraham commanded his children and his household to follow justice and judgment. That is the covenant. That is the law. That is the way of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give me 1 minute, people. 1 minute. 1 minute. So yes, people, I'm back. Hopefully this tape come out. I pray it do, people. So yes, people. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away. Why? So Genesis 18:19. My mom, my dad, everybody that I know, my cousins, my aunties, my uncles, they never commanded their children to be like Abraham. They never commanded their children to follow justice and judgment. You know what my mama commanded me to do? Let me tell you what my mama commanded me to do, and my sisters and my brothers. Let me tell you. And let me tell you what your mom and your dad have commanded you to do, people. And that's why we are in the predicament that we are in, vanishing away, being destroyed. Being destroyed all over the earth as a people. As a people. That people is the Hebrew nation. Hold on. Give me another minute. My mom commanded me when I was a little girl. My mom commanded me when I was a little girl and commanded my brothers and sisters, because I didn't have no dad. My dad was a drunk, so he was never around. My mom was a drunk. But just to say what she commanded me. See, Abraham commanded his children, Isaac and Jacob, to follow the covenant that the God of Israel established with him, so they can receive the blessings of the God of Israel. My mom commanded me to go to school and get an education and get a job. Go to church and believe in Jesus. That's what I was commanded as a child. That's what you was commanded as a child. Go to school, get an education, and when you get an education, you're going to get a good job, and then when you get a good job, you're going to save some money in their banks, and when you save some money in their banks, you're going to buy your big house, and you're going to buy your car, and you're going to buy this, and you're going to buy that. One moment, people. Give me a minute. I got to meet you for 1 minute. And I don't think I can meet you. Hold on, people. You're going to have to hear what's going on now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to end this. I'm going to end it and come back. I just want to make sure this tape come out because to me it's not really doing okay. But let me end this one some kind of way if I can.